worthy is your name, O Lord. Today, I'm going to talk to you a little bit. It's more of teaching today because I do believe we need to understand about blessings. How many of you like to be blessed? How many of you enjoyed the blessing you felt this morning in the prayer time? I did. I'll tell you, my goodness, I felt the presence of the Lord. And you know what? I do believe that God wants to bless His people. He hasn't changed. God wants to bless you. Now, it depends a lot on what we do and how we go about getting this blessings. Well, I got a little story here. And then I want you to turn to Deuteronomy. And while you're turning there, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. There, it's going to go up there. So anytime I give you scripture, it's always good if you want to follow with a computer or not. But there are certain areas there, I think, that you need to be underlining if you have the ability to. I give you scripture so that you can. If it touches your heart. My Bible's all marked up. I got four Bibles, five Bibles. I got one Bible that I won't get rid of. And it actually has lasted longer than any of the other Bibles. This is my second Amplified because the first one's all torn up. You know, they don't make them like they used to. I have an old, what was it that Mom gave me? Schofield that still is in good shape. See, it has all the newer ones are falling apart on me. But that old Schofield still hangs there. The only reason why I use these is because this one's the New King James and the Amplified, so it gives me kind of a comparison there. But there was this lady who kept staring at the orange juice carton during breakfast. Just kept intently staring at it. Well, finally, the husband, confused, not understanding what in the world is she doing, he asked her, "Why are you staring at it for so long?" Well, after a couple of seconds or a minute, she commented, "Well, on the front of the carton, it says concentrate." So that's what she had been doing, was concentrating. We have been so blessed by our Lord, yet we only seem to be able to concentrate on what we want at the moment. Do you understand? When God really wants us to be more broader in our thought patterns and our blessings, we get honed in on one thing, and if it doesn't go that way, we can't go past it because we're concentrating it on that like that lady did. She didn't drink the orange juice. She was just concentrating on that orange juice. You know, you need to go beyond the concentration and start drinking it. You need to go beyond the concentration and start receiving what God has in store for all of us. He has blessings for you. In Deuteronomy, it's also, which I'm not going into, talks about cursings. But let's just go into the blessings, because I like that a lot better. Dude, no, I will never talk to you about the cursings. I think you can figure that one out on your own. Chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. And the title of this is Blessings on Obedience. "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations on the earth." Am I turned on? Can you hear me? Okay, I am on? Okay. "And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." That's obeying. "Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase in your herds, and the increase in your cattle, and the offspring of your flock." So what he's telling you back then, you were considered rich if you had all these things. You know, you were considered wealthy if you had cattle, if you had flocks, if you had that. Well, in today's world, I think he's saying, blessed you will be in your finances. Blessed will you be in your job. Blessed will you be if you will learn to obey. He's saying that he will bless you no matter what. No matter what your state is, he will bless you. Blessed shall be your basket and your knitting bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Do you hear that? This is God telling you how much he wants to bless you. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses, and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, not our ways, then all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. That's not happening too often today. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, in the produce of your ground, and in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give to you. Come on now, do you understand that? He covenants to you that he will prosper you in all that you do. Do you understand that? That's what this is saying. It's called prosperation. Now, prospering you. I have a hard time with a lot of these so-called prosperity preachers. But if I want to read the Word of God and I grab a hold of what it says, God guarantees he will prosper us if we, there's always conditions to everything that we do, if we will obey and abide by his commandments, God promises that he will prosper you. That is a promise from him, and God stands by his promises. His covenants are yes and amen. His covenants mean he will do for you what he said he will do. Here's what it's saying in the Old Testament, that he will do this. Hallelujah. And I believe that he will do it not only in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. Not in the old state of covenants, but in the new covenant. God said he will do this. Hallelujah. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not to be beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them, so you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or to the left, to go after other gods or to serve them. That's the blessings of the God. Now, if you want to read further, I'm not. Cursings on disobedience. There it is. Starting at verse 15. I'm not going to tell you that, but God did tell us there will be blessings and there will be cursings. I'm going to talk to you today about blessings. Heavenly Father, help me, Lord, this day. Present, Lord, what you want. Present, Lord, how we as a people of God can receive the blessings that you have in store for us. Because, oh Lord, I do believe without a doubt, Lord, you want to bless your people. We have conditions to meet, and if we meet those conditions, the blessing is there for us. It's there to receive what you have. It's open-armed, oh Lord, that you have for us, oh Lord. I pray, God, help us today receive what you have for us. In your mighty name, amen. Amen. It is God's will that everybody be blessed. It does not matter who you are. God wants you to be blessed. It does not matter how young or how old you are, what race, color, ethnic, or nationality background you may be. It does not matter how much education or money you have. It does not matter if you are single, married, separated, widowed, or divorced. It does not matter what part of town you may be living in. God wants to bless you. Now that was a very good amen corner. Do you know that touches every one of you? None of you are left out of the blessings of God. Well, you know, I'm on the wrong side of town. Well, God's on the wrong side of town too. You know, I don't have any money. Well, God's got all the money in heaven to give to you. You know, I can't be blessed. I've been divorced, or I've been separated, or I'm not married. That does not make a bit of difference to God. The only thing that makes a difference to God is if you are following Him. If you are obeying Him. Well, now, how can I be blessed by God? I want to take that word blessed and break it down for you. Is that okay? Now, on your bulletin, I wrote down in the back of it is a little Bible study for you, the different letters of the word blessed. And we're going to decipher those letters, and we're going to talk about them today. The very first letter that we should talk about is that letter B. The letter B, I believe, means believe. 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 You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many people today and many churches today that have lost concept of that understanding. As you can be a member of a church and still not believe. You could do so many things today in the church and still not believe. You must have a relationship with Jesus. It's not church denomination. It's not knowing this church I go to or that church. I know in my field of business and I working as a chaplain, I meet all kinds of people. One of my questions that I do ask them in my assessment is, what is your religious background, your denominational background? Some are very, very abrupt and very wanting to, well, I am this denomination. I was born in that denomination, and I'm going to die in that denomination. Well, that's okay. But you know what I'm trying to probe is how is their relationship? Do they have that relationship? Because if they don't have a relationship with Almighty God, with Jesus, then I know that all of a sudden my red flags go up. And I know that I need to be talking to them, if they'll allow me to, on getting their relationship right before they meet their Maker. See, once they die, it's over with. Once you die, then comes judgment. Okay? You will meet your Maker. Every one of us will meet our Maker. Every one of us will either meet Jesus or God. If I had to pick, I want to meet Jesus. I don't want to have to hit the white throne judgment and stand before God. I want to stand before Jesus. You know, He is definitely, He understands me more. So understand this, that we must believe. To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ means to trust, rely, have hope, have confidence, and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you understand that? All of those are prerequisites to understanding that relationship with God. To receive your blessing from God, you must believe on Jesus. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of those who diligently." Do you understand that? Diligently seek Him. That doesn't mean, you know, casually looking to the Lord, casually saying, oh yeah, we're living in a world of culture that is casual. And casual belief, casual understanding. God is not looking for that. God wants sold out people. You understand what I mean by sold out? That means Jesus means everything to you. Okay? God does not want half-witted Christians. He wants full, fired up, on fire Christians. In Revelation 3, it tells you that what He does with half-witted Christians, right? It says, I would rather you be hot and on fire for me or cold and don't know me. But you half-witted or half-hearted or cold Christians, so-called, you know, lukewarm, he says, I will spew you. And the Greek version of that, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Well, I don't want that. I want to be on fire for the Lord. I don't want to have his recognition or his wrath on that part. No, don't understand. You have to understand God is not a wrathful God. God is a God of mercy. But he does require things from us. And the very most important thing he requires from us is our commitment, our relationship to him, our obedience to him. Praise the Lord, obedience. So if you want to be blessed, you must believe on Jesus Christ. That second letter, L. L means live. You must live for Christ. Not only do you have to have a relationship of knowing him as your personal Savior, I believe you have to live for him. You have to live for him. Now, to live for Christ, you must be obedient to God's commandments. That's what Deuteronomy was talking about. If they would be obedient to his commandments that he had laid out to them, he said, if you're obedient to me, my goodness will I bless you. I'll bless your socks off. He said, he's telling you that. If you are obedient to me, I will show you through my blessings how good I love you and how much I want to do for you because you're obedient and you follow my commandments. To live for Christ, you must be a doer of God's word. There are a lot of people today who think they can be blessed without being obedient to God's word, but that isn't true. If you want to be blessed from God and by God, you must live for Christ by being obedient to his word. Obedience is better than, let's say that again, obedience is better than sacrifice. Understand the Old Testament, that's all they understood and knew was sacrifice. And they sacrificed daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly to get the atonement for their sins. Well, when Christ came and died for you and I, when he went to that cross, the atonement was paid. There is no more need for that type of sacrifice. Now he wants your obedience. He wants you to be obey him. He wants you to follow him. He wants you to be a doer of the word. He wants you to live for him. Hallelujah. James 1:25 says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be what? Blessed. And whatever he or she does. That would be a scripture I'd be underlining. Because when you get down and out and you get a little discouraged, you go back to that scripture. And you put God to his word. God, you said this. That if I will be a doer of your word, if I will live, and I mean, sometimes I'm not going to tell you you don't get discouraged. We all go through discouragements from time to time. But James 1:25 lets you know, even if you go discouraged, if you will continue being the doer of his word, he will bless you. He will bless your works. Yes, to be blessed by God, you must live for Christ by being obedient and being a doer of the word. That is why it is so important that you be taught his word. That you read the word of God. That you study God's word. That you memorize God's word. And that you meditate on God's word so that you will be able to obey and do God's word. Do you figure that one out? That's very simple. He didn't give you this Bible to be a mantelpiece. Right? He gave you this Bible to read it, to study it. Oh, I hear people say, I just don't understand it. Well, maybe if you read it more, you'd understand it. Find a version of it that you do understand. I'm not telling you to keep the King James Version. I'm telling you to find a version that you understand and get into that word and read that word. Understand that God is giving you his instruction. His life is in this word. His life is in this word. And he will instruct you by his life if you'll do it. Memorize his word. Understand his word. Okay? You see, you can't obey or do God's word if you don't know it. Maybe I should say that one again. You can't obey or do God's word if you don't know his word. Amen? I'm not telling you to be scholars of the word. I'm just telling you to get into it and learn it. You know, what you don't understand, text me. If I don't understand, I'll look it up. If you know, and I'll give you a text back. I'll help you. I will help you learn his word. You know, what you don't I do that a lot of times with my people in hospice. We'll get into the word, we'll read something. They say, well, I just don't understand that. And then I'll take them word by word by word. Well, that's pretty simple. I said, duh. You know, you just got to decipher it and don't get so carried away with everything. Decipher his word to your glory. If you read it, he'll enlighten you. Is that okay? That's what the Holy Spirit does with the word. This word was written by the Holy Spirit. So when you read it, you're reading words of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit can enlighten you. I know, how many of you read a scripture, and then you might have read it once. It didn't really have any meaning. It was just a scripture. But when God enlightens and the Holy Spirit grabs a hold of you, and you read that same scripture, that same verse, it just pops out and hits you right in the face. That's what it means. God wants to reveal to you his word, and through the Holy Spirit, he will. He will. That's a promise from God. God promises us things. And you know, he wants to bless you, but he cannot bless you if you don't know his word. Let's go on. The word, the letter E. The letter E means earnestly. Earnestly seek the Lord. You must earnestly seek the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. Every day we ought to earnestly seek the Lord to be blessed, because all of our blessings flow from the Lord. And he is the one who supplies our every need. Blessings, blessings. Earnestly seek him. Earnestly pray. Pray when you get up in the morning that the day will be good. When you get in bed at night, thank you for the day that was good because you prayed in the morning. Earnestly continue to pray. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Do you understand what that's saying? There's conditions in everything that we do in the Word of God. If my people, if you will do these things, if you will do what God is telling you to do, I believe without a doubt God will bless you. Hallelujah. He did it to his people in the Old Testament, and he hasn't changed. He hasn't changed. Matthew 6:33, this is a Sermon on the Mount by Jesus, and he turns around and says this to you and all, you and I both. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You understand what he's telling you? If you will do this, if you will seek his face, if you will seek his righteousness, if you will seek him, then he will add everything else. People got it wrong. People want it, they want everything first, then they'll seek the Lord. Well, if you bless me, then I'll seek you. Lord, come on now. I need a new car. Bless me, Lord. Let me get this new car. Then I'll praise you. Then I'll thank you. They got it backwards. You want something from God? Seek him. You want something? You want a blessing from God? Seek him. Seek the Lord. And he'll, if you do it earnestly, you do it obediently, things will happen that you say, whoa, what happened? God wants to bless his people. God wants to bless his people. So to be blessed by God, you must seek the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer, who is the source of all our blessings. The first S, serve. Not only are you to earnestly seek him, but you are to serve the Lord. You must serve the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter how we serve the Lord, whether it be singing in the choir or being an usher, whether it be being a deacon or preacher, whether it be feeding the homeless, visiting the sick, whatever you do for the Lord, do it from the heart with gladness and to the glory of God. Psalms 100 verses 1 and 2 says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Colossians 3:17 says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Do you understand that? This is understanding how to serve the Lord. We need to learn to serve him. A lot of people are not receiving blessings because they haven't learned how to serve God. You know, they're serving themselves. They're wanting things that we have a selfish people. You give me this, I'll give you that. Lord, you do this for me, I'll bless you. You know, it's opposite. Bless the Lord. Serve the Lord. Do what you can for him. And I do say, help the needy. Help the needy. There are homeless people out there that need your help. I'm not telling you to go out there and give them all kinds of money. You know, I mean, I know the opposite of what can take place on that. You know, there was a certain, I won't mention names, that was felt really charitable one day, and he was out giving money, and he was out giving some things to some people. And this lady turned around and said, you know, gave him some groceries and stuff, and this one homeless lady got mad. I don't know, where's my beer? Where's my booze? You didn't buy me any booze. Now, the heart, good-hearted of that person was still a good-hearted. They felt the good-heartedness of what they were doing. Now, I'm telling you, do it, even if sometimes you get, you know, I've had people slap me in the face because I didn't buy them booze. You know, I wouldn't give them money. I said, come on, I'll take it down. And you say you're hungry? Are you hungry? Are you hungry? Yeah, I'm dying of starvation. You got to give me something. Okay. There was a McDonald's there. I said, I'll go buy you some McDonald's. I don't want McDonald's. See? But your heart, if your heart's in the right direction, that's all that matters. Serve them. Do it unto the Lord, not unto yourself. Now, if you're doing it unto yourself, then you'll probably get mad. So, but if you're doing it unto God, don't worry about it. God will bless you. God will bless you. Say that. Say that to your neighbor. God will bless me. God will bless me. Say it again. I don't think they believe you. The second S to that was mean sing praises unto the Lord. You must sing praises unto the Lord. Why do we have worship service here? Amen. I feel so sorry for our worship people up here that are singing the glories of God, and they're getting so anointed, and then they look out in the audience and you guys are like that. Not one of you are singing, well, maybe not one, but a few of you. But come on. Worship is worship. You should be happy to sing praises unto the Lord. Put a smile on that face. Maybe I'll come up here with a juggler clown or something like that. That'll put a smile on you. Well, think of it that way. Put a smile on your face. You know, a lot of times our worship leaders and our worship team has to close their eyes and get carried away in God. Because if they looked out in the audience, they would get as sourpussed as you are. Sing praises unto the Lord. Be happy. I have a black I just bought. I thought about bringing it in. I forgot to do it. It says, don't worry, be, and then the happy is all lit up. It's got lights all lit up. Be happy. Be happy. You know, our world's going, and it's full of sadness, full of sorrow. And you are the only happy thing in this world. People come around and you're smiling. They're going to think something's happened to you. You know, put a smile on your face. Be happy. Be happy. Woo. You may not be able to sing like angels, but if you got a voice and you are breathing in your body, you can still sing praises to God because he is worthy to be praised. And when the praises go up, I got to do that again because I don't think you guys grabbed it. When the praises go up, what? Now, I asked you at the beginning of this, do you want to be blessed? I'll ask you one more time. Do you want to be blessed? What are you going to do? When the praises go up, the blessings flow down. He will bless you. You just got to get the right attitude. You got to do things. Psalms 95:1 says, "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation." The letter E. This one's a hard one. The letter E, evangelize. You must evangelize the sinful world for Jesus Christ. To evangelize for Jesus means to be a witness for him. It means to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. It means to tell somebody about the saving power of Jesus. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20 in the Amplified says, "Go, then, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all the days, perpetually, uniformly, and on every occasion, to the very close and consummation of this age." This age. Amen. So be it. Do you understand? We need to be at God's work. We need to be doing His work. We need to be evangelizing. There's a world out there right here. You don't have to be an evangelist going or a missionary going overseas. The mission field is right here. Reno, Sparks, Sun Valley. It is desperately in need of Jesus. Desperately in need. People are dying and committing suicide daily because they don't have that hope. And they figure the only hope they can have is in the peace of not knowing. The peace by killing themselves. They think that's peace. They don't understand that it's not. We can offer that peace back to them through Jesus. D, the last one. Dedicate. Dedicate. You must dedicate your life to Jesus Christ. You must surrender your total self to the Lord if you want to be blessed by Him. Romans 12, 1, 2, in the Amplified says, "I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies, presenting all your members and faculties as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable, rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitudes, so that you may prove for yourself what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you." Do you understand that? So, to be blessed, you must believe in Jesus, come to know Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. You must live for Christ no matter what comes your way. No matter what comes your way. You must earnestly seek the Lord at all times. You must serve the Lord in all your abilities. You must sing praises to the Lord, even when you sometimes do not feel like it. You must evangelize this lost world for Jesus. You must dedicate your life to Jesus. Do you want to see all the blessings God has in store for you? Grab a hold of this little lesson. And every time you feel a little down, keep it. Keep that thing. Keep it with you. When you feel down or out and you feel a little low, look at what it really means to be blessed. And I believe without a doubt, it'll change your attitude, it'll change your thought, and you will be blessed. Bow your heads. Heavenly Father, thank you. I know without a doubt, God, you want to bless your people. I know this. And I know, Lord, that if we can do what we can, you will do what you can. Help us grab a hold of that word blessed, Lord. follow it exactly on those prerequisites, O Lord. If we will do that, you will bless us. You will bless us. Bless us, Lord, this day. Take us, Lord, where you want us to go. Teach us what you want to teach us. Share and sing that song. Sing it with us.